And you, babies, you are listening to BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. This is your musical savior, your voice in the resistance, Steve Fox, broadcasting coast to coast, north to south, all across this republic and behind enemy lines. To all my brothers and sisters out there, it is time to wake the F up.
Waste. just after 7 a.m. America, and you're listening to BFF.FM, coming to you from the free state of California. It's Uncle Sam with music and the truth all day long. Right now, I got a few words for our brothers and sisters behind the lines in Texas. The paper prints flowers. The paper prints flowers. The door closes on Sunday. The door closes on Sunday. Michael is dressed to the nines. Michael is dressed to the nines. It's the 7 o'clock hour, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
BFF.FM. Fantastic Negrito. Plastic Hamburgers, right here on BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Welcome, babies, to another edition of Wake the F Up. Steve Fox here, hanging with you on this glorious Saturday. You know, I have some stuff to talk about us making sure we continue this revolution. We continue to push back against what is going on in our government, But first, I wanted to say today, this is a monumental anniversary. Monumental. 50 years ago today, a human being, in fact two, walked around on the moon. Walked around on the moon. That, babies, is an amazing, outstanding, intrepid, you know, it's the greatest thing the human spirit has ever accomplished. Traveling to another body in the heavens. That's how I wanted to start today. Be positive. Get up. Defend. Resist. It's in your DNA. I think Kendrick agrees.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, though, ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and sworn like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, what shouts you a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that put the kids to bed, this that I got realness, I just kill shit cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound, the engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt, the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a bitch, your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. Shit I been through probably offend you, this is Parler's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, fathers, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've done so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gon' shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial, extrovert. And excellent meaning extra work. And absentness, what the fuck you heard? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna be this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth and the prophecy. I got loyalty, got royalty inside
my DNA.
This is why
I say that hip-hop has done more damage to young African-Americans than racism in recent years.
I live about my fucking life. This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker emeritus. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, your DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, dodging bullets, reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the filler, sipping from a Grammy, walking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floors, peaches out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eating four daughters, Brock wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretching to Nevada, watching all the snakes. Curving all the fakes, phone never own. I don't conversate, I don't compromise. I just penetrate, sex, money, murder. These are the breaks, these are the times. Level number 9, look up in the sky. Tennis on the way, sinners on the way, Kenneth's on the way. Motherfucker, I got winners on the way. You ain't shit without a buddy on your belt. You ain't shit without a ticket on your plate. You ain't sick enough to put it on yourself. You ain't rich enough to hit the light of skate. Tell me when destruction gonna be my fate. Gonna be a freak, gonna be a fake. Peace to the world, let it rotate. Sex, money, murder, DNA.
I don't hang out with those guys, man. I ain't got nothing to do with those dudes.
Man, and I saw your female with them too. What's up with her? I've been hearing that she's been giving that stuff out to all them graffiti guys.
Well, shut the fuck up, Chico, man.
Who paint 3 of those mules for some of that ass?
Professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Well, I think it's booty. Booty. Booty.
To move it, put your point on the floor and definition of the word spastic. You should have never started something you couldn't finish, cause writing rhymes to me is like Popeye the spinach. I'm badass, move your fat ass cause you wax on, dancing around like you think you're Janet Jackson. But you can walk up in and get some ground and walk up, pull a rug out from under your ass as I talk on. I'll take you out like a sniper on a roof, like an MC at the fever in the DJ booth. With your headphones strapped, you're rocking rewind pause, trying to figure out what you can do to go for yours. But like a pencil to the paper, I got more to come. One after another, you could all get some. So you better take your time and meditate on your rhyme, cause the shit'll be stinking when I go for mine. And that's right, y'all, don't get uptight, y'all. You can't say shit because you're biting what I write, y'all. And that's for y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. 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 Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina, won't you quit? You really make me sick with your fraudulent behavior. You're gonna make me flip and then an army couldn't save you. Why don't you behave, you little rugrat? Take a little tip from the tabloid, because I know I'm not paranoid. When I say I saw you trying to mock me, now you and your crew are on a mission trying to hawk me. But it isn't happening, you fraudulent foes. You used to front big time, now I suppose that everything's cool since the style of apparel you adopted you used to make fun of, but now you wanna rock it. So you gotta kick it with the homies, but DEL is already hip to your cronies. Me and CMP has thought about this, and never have we seen a brother who would hover like Mr. Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
You thought you could manipulate, you thought you could fool me.
Ooh,
Mr. Doubleina. Cheech Wizard put me on a stump and then he schooled me. Friends could be fraudulent, just you wait and see. First he was my money grip, then he stole my honey dip. Mr. Doubleina is a serpent, don't you agree? The little two-timer resembles Aunt Jemima, with jeans and a dirty white hoodie. Seems like he wouldn't be a snake, or would he? Disguises come in all sizes and shapes. Notice the facade of the snakes, they all catch the vapes. Even though last year there was GQ, took a lot of time before the DEL could see through the mask. All I had to do was ask the Emperor and Kwame, and my man responded they were bomb, eh? Fraudulent foe with the strength of Hercules. The way you're on my dick must really hurt your knees. You need to take heed and quit being such a groupie. Ever since I did a little show in Guadalupe, I never saw a groupie like you. But what is funny is you wanted to be down with my crew, but DEL is not down with any clowns of justice. So I would suggest that you try to impress Uncle Fester Doubleina, because you don't impress me, Doubleina. The style of dress is not the key, Doubleina. It's all in the mind and the heart, so you should start by remembering you gotta pay a fee, Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Mr. Doubleina.
BFF.FM, best frequencies forever. Wake the F up, Steve Fox here, hanging with you, Mr. Dabalina, Della Funky Homo Sapien in that set. Good stuff. Hey, folks, I gotta say, it is without question that the president is a racist. That isn't the argument that we need to make. That is a distraction. Because he is more than just that. Everything that he is, xenophobic, nationalistic, racist, etc., they fold into a much larger argument. He is un-American. And that is what we must press and impress upon those who might have voted for him in the last election. Gotta get him out. Gotta get him out. We move on. This B-movie that we're in with Gil Scott-Heron.
Well, the first thing I want to say is mandate my ass. Because it seems as though we've been convinced that 26% of the registered voters, not even 26% of the American people, but 26% of the registered voters form a mandate or a landslide. 21% voted for Skippy and 3-4% voted for somebody else who might have been running. But oh yeah, I remember in this year that we have now declared the year from Shogun to Reagan, I remember what I said about Reagan. Minute. Acted like an actor. Hollywood. Acted like a liberal. Acted like General Franco when he acted like governor of California. Then he acted like a Republican. Then he acted like somebody was going to vote for him for president. And now we act like 26% of the registered voters is actually a mandate. We're all actors in this, I suppose. What has happened is that in the last 20 years, America has changed from a producer to a consumer. And all consumers know that when the producer names the tune, the consumer has got to dance. That's the way it is. We used to be a producer, very inflexible at that, and now we are consumers and finding it difficult to understand. Natural resources and minerals will change your world. The Arabs used to be in the third world. They have bought the second world and put a firm down payment on the first one. Controlling your resources will control your world. This country has been surprised by the way the world looks now. They don't know if they want to be Matt Dillon or Bob Dylan. They don't know if they want to be diplomats or continue the same policy of nuclear nightmare diplomacy. John Foster Dulles ain't nothing but the name of an airport now. The idea concerns the fact that this country wants nostalgia. They want to go back as far as they can, even if it's only as far as last week. Not to face now or tomorrow, but to face backwards. And yesterday was the day of our cinema heroes riding to the rescue at the last possible moment. The day of the man in the white hat or the man on the white horse. Or the man who always came to save America at the last moment. Someone always came to save America at the last moment, especially in B-movies. And when America found itself having a hard time facing the future, they looked for people like John Wayne. But since John Wayne was no longer available, they settled for Ronald Reagan. And it has placed us in a situation that we can only look at like a B-movie. Come with us back to those inglorious days when heroes weren't zeros, before fair was square, when the cavalry came straight away and all American men were like Hemingway, to the days of the wondrous B-movie. The producer, underwritten by all the millionaires necessary, will be Casper the Defensive Weinberger. No more animated a choice is available. The director will be Attila the Hague, running around frantically declaring himself in control and in charge. Ultimate realization of the inmates taking over at the asylum. the screenplay will be adapted from the book called Voodoo Economics by George Papadoc Bush. Music by the Village People, the very military macho man. A theme song for saber rattling and selling wars door to door. Remember, we're looking for the closest thing we can find to John Wayne. Clichés abound like kangaroos, courtesy of some spaced out Marlon Perkins, a Ray Gun contemporary. Clichés like itchy trigger finger and tall in the saddle and riding off or on into the sunset. Clichés like get off of my planet by sundown. More so than clichés like he died with his boots on. Marine tough to manage, Bogart tough to manage, Cagney tough to manage, Hollywood tough to manage, cheap steak tough, and Bonzo substantial. The ultimate in synthetic selling, a Madison Avenue masterpiece, a miracle, a cotton candy politician, pesto macho, macho, macho. Put your orders in, America, and quick as Kodak, your leaders duplicate with the accent being on the dupes. Because all of a sudden we have fallen prey to selective amnesia, remembering what we want to remember and forgetting what we choose to forget. All of a sudden the man who called for a bloodbath on our college campuses is supposed to be Dudley goddamn Durack. You go give them liberals hell, Ronnie. That was the mandate to the new Captain Bligh on the new ship of fools. It was doubtlessly based on his chameleon performance in the past as a liberal Democrat, as the head of the Studio Actors Guild. When other celluloid saviors were cringing in terror from McCarthy, Ron stood tall. It goes all the way back from Hollywood to Hill, the liberal to libelous, from Bonzo to Birchite or Born Again. Civil rights, women's rights, gay rights, it's all wrong. Call in the cavalry to disrupt this perception of freedom gone wild. God damn it, first one wants freedom, then the whole damn world wants freedom. Nostalgia, that's what we want. The good old days, when we gave them hell. When the buck stopped somewhere and you could still buy something with it. To a time when movies was in black and white, and so was everything else. Even if we go back to the campaign trail, before Six Gun Ron shot off his face and developed hoof and mouth. Before the free press went down before full court press and were reluctant to view the menu because they knew the only thing available was Crow. Lon Chaney, our man of a thousand faces. No match for Ron. Doug Henning does the makeup. Special effects from Grecian Formula 16 and Crazy Glue. Transportation furnished by the David Rockefeller Remote Control Company. Their slogan is, why wait for 1984? You can panic now and avoid the rush. So much for the good news. As Wall Street goes, so goes the nation. And here's a look at the closing numbers. Racism is up. Human rights are down. Peace is shaky. War items are hot. The House claims all ties. Jobs are down. Money is scarce. And common sense is at an all-time low in heavy trading. Movies were looking better than ever, and now no one is looking because we're starring in a B-movie. And we would rather had John Wayne. We would rather had John Wayne. And you don't need to be in the way. And you ain't never really got to worry. And you don't need to check on how you feel. Just keep repeating that none of this is real. And if you're sensing that something's wrong, well, just remember that it won't be too long before the director cuts the scene. Yeah.
retirement age, and we're going to set up rehabilitation camps.
Citizens will report to them after 5 years.
In groovy surroundings, we're going to psych them all out on LSD, babies.
BFF.FM.
Get up in the morning, get on the bus. Get up in the morning like the rest of us. Places to go, important people to meet. Better not get up or you might lose your seat. Bus rider. At 6 o'clock to be on time. Leave the wife and kids at home to make a dime. Grab your lunch pail, check for mail in your slot. You won't get your check if you don't punch the clock. Bus rider. Chair. Grab yourself a toupee cause you're losing your hair. Doesn't matter what you do, you've nothing to lose. I'm so awful goddamn glad I'm not in your shoes. Bus rider.
BFF.FM. Best frequencies forever. Wake the F up. The Guess Who Bus Rider on this glorious Saturday. Babies, Steve Fox here, hanging with you for a little while longer. I want you to know that we are still in the middle of our summer sustainer drive. And really, everything that we do here at BFF.FM is powered by you. You are the energy in our drink. It's important that we stick together on community radio. People that love music and love original programming and love the important talk that we have here. Local, positive, trying to make sure that everybody experiences radio the way it should be. It's up to you. Our summer sustainer drive is asking for you to become one of our besties. That is, someone who donates $10 or more monthly. You get really cool perks, prizes, invitations to bestie parties. It's really cool. And more so, it helps us build strong community radio for San Francisco and beyond. Head on over to bff.fm/summer sustainer and you will become a bestie. It's Richard Hell.
I was a child who wanted all of so wild, though died in slow motion, but played with devotion, babe, and sang with devotion, just a whole other note. I was 14 and a half, and it wasn't no lamb.
FM, best frequencies forever. Steve Fox here with you for just a couple more minutes. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, label it is on the web waves at BFF.FM. Babies, I want you to do a number of things for me this week. I want you to go and find out when your member of Congress who is home for recess is having a town hall, and go and ask them, what are you doing to push impeachment? What are you doing to get rid of the gargoyle behind the Resolute desk and his illegal regime? That's what I want you to do. And if they ain't holding a town hall, go to their office. Let everybody know that we will stand up, fight back, never give in, and resist, and remove, and impeach. Fox out.
You'll find that her story to the end. The second show.